Well, it looks like it's 5:30, so I'd like to call to order the RAC Commission. So roll call.
Oh, roll call. Okay, I didn't hear you say roll call. Chairperson Cardinal.
Here.
Vice Chair Barrett. I mean, Vice Chair Justice, I'm sorry.
Here.
Member Barrett. Here. Member Hanneman. Member Kennedy, Member Powell,
here.
Member Smith,
here.
A quorum's present.
Thank you. At this point in time, I'd like to open it up for any public comment.
Good evening. I'm Susan Haas, Executive Director and CEO of the Nevada Rural Counties RSVP program. And I'm here today to ask that you support funding for the pyrotechnic show that RSVP puts on each year. And not that you pay for the entire thing, but that you support us in the amount of $7,500, which is half. We've been able to connect with a local pyrotechnician and bring the price down. And this event brings people from all over the region. And I think it's a great event, and we'd love to continue to provide this. Thank you.
Thank you. I know I sit on my roof when I'm in town and watch it, so.
Well, we'll come to your roof.
I won't be here. I'm racing that weekend, so. Okay, next on the agenda is for possible action approval of the minutes from the March 5th, 2018 meeting.
I make a motion that. I went dead on the mic. Okay, I make a motion to approve the minutes of March 13th as presented.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Just clarification, is that March 5th?
Oh, 5th.
March 5th.
Thank you.
And I'm abstaining. I was not present.
Okay, thank you. We'll move right along and go to item 4A on the agenda today for possible action to make a recommendation to the Redevelopment Authority regarding the expenditure of up to $15,500 for special event funding from the Redevelopment Revolving Fund special events account for fiscal year 2019. Lee?
Thank you. Good evening. Lee Plemmel, Community Development Director, for the record. So this is the annual time when we initially accept applications for special events. So this is the first round of applications coming to you tonight. We have three applications. We have the three applicants in the audience and here tonight. Not listed in here, but just as a reminder, these special events have been split now so that in the past you had a lot of arts and culture events, but those are now split to different recommending body. So there's a number of applications going to the Cultural Commission next Tuesday, I believe, is the night of the meeting. So that's a separate pool of funding through this pool of special event funding for downtown and other redevelopment area events. We have these three applications before you. We have the 4th of July fireworks at Mills Park put on by RSVP requesting $7,500. As Susan noted, that's 50% of the cost of the fireworks. It's been a number of years that this has been funded, or at least not fully funded, but again, supported in part by the redevelopment agency. Taste of Downtown is requesting $6,500. Again, this is another event that over the past number of years has been supported by redevelopment, as noted in the staff report and by Lisa Lee, the applicant. This event has grown every year. It's become quite a big event, one of the signature events in downtown. The third application is from the Nevada Commission on Women. This is a new event. The applicant is here as well for that, Molly Walt, requesting $1,500 for an event at the tentatively right now planned to be at the Governor's Mansion. I think at this point, after introducing those, I do want to say that with I only informed I contacted the applicants today. So with Molly in particular, today she was contacted. We had somebody leave and take another job in our office, Kristen, that used to send you the application materials, as you probably know. And we also had somebody just retire. So we were kind of left on our own to do this. So one thing we missed was sending out the applications and packets to the applicants last week. So they were just reminded today that they were there. And I know Susan and Lisa were right on top of it. And so they were ready to come tonight. And I know, but I spoke with Molly about this a bit. She has some other org people in the group, and she can speak to this. But some other members of their committee that perhaps would have liked to be here. So I apologize for that, for the short notice for them on that. Back to the Nevada Commission on Women event, as noted in here, it's a relatively small event. It's not the typical type of event that has been funded by redevelopment, in that it's an event inside a building kind of on the edge of the redevelopment district. So it's not the typical kind of downtown event that draws people. But I'll let Molly's here to answer questions. I had a little bit of discussion to her about some of the concerns with that, not having funding, not being certain about the event side at this point. So she may address that with you a little bit in her presentation, but so I just wanted to point that out. You have all the criteria in there. I won't read from the slide there, but you have the criteria that you must consider per the policies in reviewing these applications and making a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors. The board has final decision authority on the funding, and I'll be available. I'll conclude my presentation again. The applicants are here if you have any questions of them, and I'm here for questions as well.
Thank you, Lee. I'd like to open it up for public comment with regards to this agenda item. So, Sarah, you already went. Molly? Okay, let's go in order then. So we already talked about fireworks. Something came up in the last 5 minutes. We're good.
Oh, on the fireworks, I will note in the staff report, because I have this in there, so I'll point it out now. We're talking about the fireworks. This is one that's been funded annually. I believe there may have been discussion last year at the RAC, and I could be wrong about that, about perhaps moving this funding into the budget annually if the RAC feels that this is an event that the redevelopment should continue to support annually, like the Christmas tree lighting event, like Nevada Day. We could forego this process every year and put it in there. That's fully up to RAC if you would like to make that recommendation or not to include it in your motion for funding.
I have a question for Susan, if she could come up, perhaps related to that.
Yes, for the record again, I'm Susan Haas with the Nevada Rural Counties RSVP program.
Hi, Susan. My question was, regarding what Lee said, having stability in the funding year on year, would that be a benefit even if it were, for example, if we needed to reduce the funding annually rather than come back and request every year?
Well, you know, it would be difficult to reduce the funding. We've already lessened the funding from 19,000 to 15,000 by going with a local vendor, so I'm not sure that the price is going to go down moving forward, but certainly it would help us because we would know that we could be secure to give the deposit. Right now, the pyrotechnician is waiting for his deposit. And so that would be something we would feel really confident to go into our savings account and provide that prior to the event, which we rely on to help fund our programs for elders, veterans, and persons living with a disability. I'm sure you're aware of our programs, and I'd be happy to talk about them if you'd like. But as far as that, yes, it would be extremely helpful for us to know that funding is there. And I think it's really good for Carson City as well.
Okay. And I'm not recommending or suggesting that we reduce it. I'm just wondering if that were to happen, if we looked
at
our budget.
Of course, it would be difficult, you know, but, you know, we work through things. And you all have been a wonderful partner for us. And I know that would only be done if it were necessary. So.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Lee, you were correct. We did bring this up last year, hoping to have it as a signature event. And to answer your question, this is supposed to be dwindling funds anyway.
Yeah.
So we want to get rid of all of this. I guess I could have put it better in a better term. But I would like to make a motion, if I may, if there's no more discussion. Is there any further discussion?
Is there any further discussion? I think.
Okay. No? All right. Then I'd like to make a motion that we fund RSVP for $7,500. I think it's a very good, we need to have a 4th of July fireworks. And I would like to, as the second part of this, I would also like to make certain that this becomes a signature event and that Susan no longer have to come up here, so it becomes a signature event like our other signature events.
Do I hear a second?
Just a really quick question.
Can you put your mic?
Yeah.
$7,500 annually. Okay. I second.
Okay. No more public comments. So we have a motion and a second. So all in favor?
Aye.
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 Unanimous. That was easy. Okay. So we'll move on to 4A2, the Taste of Downtown.
Hi, I'm Lisa Lee. I'm the Director of Advocates to Domestic Violence, and we do the Taste of Downtown. And this year is going to be a little different because we're redoing Curry Street, so we're going to move everything onto Carson Street. It seems like we're constantly redoing, but this is it, isn't it? Is there anything left that has to be done? So we're going to move it all onto Carson Street this year. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge change it from all the side streets and just put it onto one very long stretch there. But we're looking forward to it. We'll have a very large band, probably closer to the Nugget, and then we'll have one on Third, and then we'll try and branch some off on the sides as well. So we're looking at probably about six, maybe seven bands. We're probably planning on at least 40 restaurants this year. We have several new ones. And every year we're constrained by the number of tickets we can sell. We can only do 2,000 tickets. And that's primarily because of what the restaurants can handle. If you can imagine cooking for 2,000 people, I don't know, can you? And not in your kitchen. A lot of them are out on the street. And so we've capped it. Our first year that we did it, we did 500, and then we moved in small increments up till we finally leveled off at 2,000. And so most of them can handle that number. Do you guys have any questions?
I have one. If you know or Lee, refresh my memory on how much in the past we have given for the event.
It's been about 6,500. There was times we were a little higher, but we've kind of leveled off at 65.
So this seems like another event that has become kind of a signature event as far as the community goes, much like the fireworks. So.
I laughed when I heard you say that. I thought, gosh, it took us 25 years to become a signature event.
Well, that's like I say, you're not a true native Nevada unless you were born here, but you can, after 25 years, say you're a Nevada.
Yeah, you can limp through.
Yeah. So, any discussion on this?
Does it count if you came here in 1970 but weren't smart enough to stay?
Have you been back 25 years?
The same question I had for RSVP is whether having this be as a signature event, receiving year-on-year committed funding, would that be a benefit to you, even if it was, for example, be a reduced amount?
Just even if it was future reduced, budget? Even if, and I understand, you know, we've been told, you know, as these funds are dwindling, that we need to be realistic. And yes, we could do it for less. It's really important to us just to have the support of the city as well whenever we go after other sponsorships and things like that, to show that an event that we're doing that benefits the city has the city's support. And yes, it would be helpful not to have to write this, Lee. Do a nice job putting the application together, but you know, having to put it, you know, get it all compiled and come in front of you all. And I understand there would still be reporting that we would do to the funds, and that would work with us very well.
Okay, I'm not sure if it would reduce this, but I mean, when I see these events, which are just kind of, you know, the foundation of our community and now signature events, I find it seems like we don't need to go through this effort on some of these things now.
Does.
So I would like to also see if we could do this as an annual contribution, if that's an option.
Any other questions?
Yeah. So I just have one question. So, you know, and I support the advocates to end domestic violence. And being new to Nevada, I hadn't been here 25 years yet, so, you know, I'm still, you know, I'm in the embryonic stages of becoming a Nevadian.
25 days?
I've been longer than that. So tell me, how do you actually advertise this event, you know, other than the Nevada Appeal newspaper?
We do Carson Now, Nevada Appeal. We will do some in the local newspapers in Reno and up at the lake. We do a lot of social media. We will do it on the KUNR and PBS out of Reno as well. Mm-hmm. And we will do a little advertising into Lyon County and Douglas County.
What was your numbers like last year? Was it 2,500 or 2,000?
We can't sell more than 2,000 tickets. Okay. And then there's a chunk of those tickets that go out when you're a sponsorship or if you're a volunteer. So we usually go about 1,700 tickets that we actually sell.
And with 40 restaurants, that's going to be a lot of diversity of food. That's good.
It should be a wild, yeah, you should find something that your palate likes.
Yeah.
The average person eats between 14 and 18 restaurants, so I'm really kind of impressed that they can do that much. Every year, somebody will come up to me and show me, because you have a wristband, and once your restaurant is marked off on that, you can move on. And there's always someone who manages to eat at all of them, and I'm impressed.
Must be John Barrett, right?
Yeah, he does. You just catch John. He's got a doggy bag.
That's how I got so heavy. I have a question. Is the price the same this year
yes,
for the tickets?
Yeah, we haven't raised the price probably in 6-7 years.
Yeah, I was just going to say, inflation being what it might become, and it was nice when we didn't have much, but we're going to have more. Are you considering that, or
you know,
maybe some future year?
I keep a total of every single event that's done in town and how much their tickets are, and we are really the most, you know, price-wise of anybody else's ticket, and we keep it low for a reason. I consider this to be a night out, usually for couples, and that often means you have to pay for a babysitter and all the other pieces, and you're going to want to maybe buy something in a gallery or buy a drink along the way. So we try and make it so you can have two people can go out and for $100 have a really nice night and get to eat all, you know, along 13 city blocks. So I get pushed every year to raise the price, but I like to keep it reasonable. I had a gentleman from Tahoe once call me, and he was buying tickets, and he strongly suggested I needed to increase them to $100 a piece because he said, you know, that'll keep the riffraff out. I was like, well, thank you for your input, but.
As riffraff, I'm glad you don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, yeah.
So that's a reasonable price, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah. So if the Brewfest tickets are $30, which I have for sale, that's undercutting that, right?
Yeah.
But no food.
No food. And how many bands do you have?
Well, I think it's a great event, and for years we participated as well until it got bumped to our player barbecue weekend. So it's unfortunate.
And it was hard.
I could do 2,000 meals easily, but 4,000 gets a little hard. So,
I think he could still try.
We could try.
You could find the lesser, you know, chef, the one that, you know, is just learning, and put him out on the taste.
Okay. Any further questions,
Mr. Chairman? On this, Commissioner Hanneman has a disclosure on this one, so I just advised that we should give that now.
Yes, I didn't know when I was supposed to jump in. Okay. At this moment, bear with me because I have to read this. In quotations, NRS 4201 requires me to disclose a conflict of interest and abstain from participating when I have a disqualifying conflict. I serve as the executive director of the Carson City Chamber of Commerce, a nonprofit organization, and Lisa Lee is a board member for the chamber. The Ethics Commission has opined that where there is a relationship that is substantially similar to that of a substantial and continuing business relationship, there exists a disqualifying conflict. Here, my relationship with Lisa Lee as one of the members of my board is similar to that of a substantial and continuing business relationship. Therefore, a reasonable person in my situation would be materially affected, I'm not sure how, by this commitment. As such, I will be abstaining from participating in this matter.
Okay, so besides Ronnie, would anyone like to make a motion regarding...
If you have no other questions, I'll sit down.
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Regarding the event and potentially moving it to a signature level as well, so it can be in the annual budget of funding.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make the motion that we include the Advocates to End Domestic Violence as a signature event. And what was the second part of that?
That we go ahead and fund it.
Yeah, that we go ahead and fund it with the requested amount of $6,500.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And one abstention from this hand. Okay. Congratulations. Third on our list today is the Nevada Commission on Women.
Good evening. My name is Molly Walt. I'm staff for Nevada Commission for Women. Like Lee mentioned, I normally don't. I'm not the one. I'm the one who does the paperwork, and then it's the commissioners that would be the ones that represented the Nevada Commission for Women. However, I was unable to get in touch with any of them. So just to give you a little bit of history of Nevada Commission for Women. So it was formulated in 1991 as a clearinghouse, and then it went inactive for 20 years. And then in 2014, Governor Sandoval signed to reactivate the Nevada Commission for Women by appointing 10 commissioners. The commissioners have to be appointed, like I said, by the governor. They must reflect varied political philosophies, and no more than five of the members can be of the same political party. We have six members that are down south and four that are appointed that are here in the north. Three are in Reno and one is in Gardnerville. And then at first it was, you know, just a commission that ran without staff. And at the last legislative session, we were, the commission actually was, there were two bills that went forward, AB 423, which is the one that I'm hoping that all of you have received, all of you business owners have received about the gender equality in the workplace survey, which is, so this bill was moved forward and, it was for at first for the Commission for Women, and then there was a fiscal note on it. So the Secretary of State said that she would go ahead and conduct the survey. And so it's on Silverflume, the business portal. So when businesses go in to renew their license, their business license, or they can go in now to take it as well, government entities and nonprofit organizations can go in and take the gender in the workplace, gender equality in the workplace survey. So that was one bill, and with that bill came a staff member. And then that's me. So the commission's never had staff before, and so I was just hired in December of 2017. So then with that as well, another bill that went forward was AB, and this is where I come to you for this, and I had put this in the application as well, AB 258. And what this did then is, knowing that there was staff, it kind of beefed up the responsibilities and the duties, the tasks of the Commission for Women. One of those is that we promote and facilitate collaboration among commissions and organizations for women at local, state, and national levels, which we're doing events for as well. We're hoping to, we're going to be having, what are they, empowerment leadership breakfasts in the north and in the south, and those will be happening in the fall. And we will then hopefully then spear that into a mentorship. And what we're doing is we're trying to then increase the participation of women on boards and commissions, locally and at the state level as well. Another thing we are tasked with as well is to recognize and promote the contributions that women in this state make at the local, state, and national levels. One of those is what we're doing is we were granted this space, which is called the breezeway between the Capitol and the annex. And so within that breezeway, we have hired Stories in Places, Alicia Barber. I'm not sure if you know her. She's a fantastic historian. And we are then now having an exhibit. That exhibit will be opening in July of 2018, if everything goes as well as planned. So with that, then we also, at a strategic planning meeting that the commission had in September of 2017, you know, they came up with the goals in which they wanted to accomplish. And one of those as well is to recognize, to have a recognition event to honor women and an organization making contributions to the state. So what we've decided to do, because again, the funding is for my position. There is no outside funding for any of the events in which we're going to be doing. We did get donations and grants for the exhibit, that's going to be in the breezeway. So that one is funded and is done with, or the funding has been sought and granted. So then what we've decided then is in 2019, we would do the recognition event here in the north. And then in 2020, we would do the recognition down in the south. And we would try to rotate it, you know, back and forth is so we can, you know, make this feasible. So that's what we're looking at here is $1,500. So I know one thing that Lee had brought to my attention that there were questions about is the fact that it would look like this, you know, you would be funding the majority of it. And yes, because I am trying to seek funds everywhere that I can. And so what we're just because we have a lot of events that we're looking at doing and which is great because the mission statement of the Commission for Women is to advance women towards full equality in all areas. And that is a huge task. We're doing an individual survey right now. And, you know, it went live on Friday afternoon, and I already have 143 responses this morning that I went to work to. And, you know, a lot of it is that, hey, you know, how can they get the promotions? And, you know, we need the education and we need the mentorship. And that's something that, like, the mentorship, you know, on how having women succeed in something is something that I do think the commission can maybe seek on helping facilitate as well. So there's just so many moving parts. And that's what I'm here to do is ask you to help us with one of them because we have a lot. We have a lot of work ahead of us. So that's the history of the Commission for Women.
Thank you, Molly.
Yes, any questions?
That is a good education. So does anyone on the commission have a question?
Yes, I do. Molly, is this basically a free event for these women coming up?
Yes, we would like it to be. So what the idea is for all of the different goals that we have, the commissioners have put themselves into working groups. So when I speak about a working group, it's made up of the commissioners that do not make a quorum. So what they would like to see moving forward with this recognition event in the north is to have nominations. So people from the public, organizations, nonprofit organizations will be able to nominate somebody for recognition. And then what we would like to be able to do is then have
so event. So my question is you're not going to be charging them to go to this event?
No.
And then have you, because the one problem that I had is I really don't feel that the RAC should be paying for food and for drinks as part of our overall goal and objective. Have you talked to liquor distributors? I mean, they're so great at these kinds of things. So that would be something that I would suggest.
And possibly, like I said, you're my first stop. This is because, again, we have so many moving pieces. And they were just granted the position in December of 2017, so it's my job to help them fulfill their goals. But no, and will we be seeking business sponsorships? We will. However, you know me. I've been active in this community for a very long time, ran sports tournaments for years, and businesses are asked to donate. And so that was kind of one of my it was like last, but yes, we actually the commission has to vote next week on May 15th whether or not I have permission to seek donations from sponsors and donations from businesses.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of businesses who would love to probably get in touch with these women. Are they staying in Carson City? I mean, how does Carson City really profit by this?
Because the catering would come from Carson. The drinks would come. I mean, we would do everything. We would purchase everything here in Carson is how Carson would benefit. So there would be a restaurant that would be catering it. And that so your money would actually just be going to that business. Because it would be, yeah. I mean, it's not anything that we're using this as a fundraiser because we do want to make it to where those who are being recognized can invite the family and friends and be able to attend.
I have a couple questions. One, yes. And I was trying to look for it on here. Do you have a date for the event?
We're looking in April. Okay, so this is it. We're looking for the third or fourth Thursday in April. To get the Nevada room at the Governor's Mansion, you can't book night. You can only book 90 days out. So that's when Lee said, you know, even the location, but I have it on my calendar, 90 days out of the third Thursday of April to call the Governor's Mansion. So, yeah.
A couple other things. I think I have some of the same concerns that Ronnie has, and I also, you know, it's not a ton of money that we're looking at here for the whole event. It's $2,000. Mm-hmm. And I think it's kind of, in my mind, a little backwards to start with the city and the commission to give you the money versus going out to private businesses. And I know all too well about people coming and asking for donations. But I happen to know that there's a casino that would be willing to help you too. So, you know, I would recommend reaching out and trying through the private sector before you come to us. And the other thing that I would ask Adriana about is, I mean, if we do tons of catering, so it could very well be down the road, we end up doing the catering for this, and we do a lot at the Governor's Mansion. So I don't know if we were going to vote on this, if I'd have to pull a Ronnie, if down the road, you follow me? I mean, I don't know, because we get asked to cater tons of different things, like Cassie, we're coming up doing that, Wolf One and Whiskers, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and the law doesn't expect you to anticipate anything like that. It's a substantial ongoing relationship at the time of your vote. So, I mean, you could speculate forever, and we would never get any business done for the government. So, yeah. So, no, you wouldn't have to disclose anything now. I think what you just disclosed is fair, but you could vote on this.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else?
And being, just to reiterate, being a government entity, everything has to go to a public meeting. And so, like, on May 15th, I am proposing, like, a sponsorship, you know, a tier-level sponsorship. To say, okay, you know, can you grant me the permission to start seeking sponsorship donations using this tier level? You know, and it will be altered for every event. There's an event that we're going to, the chairwoman, which her resume is in there as well, chairwoman Richan Bender is looking at doing that is going to be very costly. So, you know, we kind of need that to be for each event that we do, a little bit different. And so again, that, like, I mentioned that to Lee as well today, that, you know, we will be voting on that on May 15th in hopes to that the commission grants permission to do so.
Thank you.
Yeah. So did I understand correctly, you're going to hold this 11 months from now?
Yes, in April. Yeah, we were looking we want it during the legislative session.
Right.
And so we were looking at February, March, April. May's towards the end, and with weather and whatnot, they decided on April.
Well, I can understand your desire to get funding wherever you can, whenever you can, but the things that Ronnie and Court have talked about, give some time between now and then regarding get your sponsorship vote and then go for the sponsors. This question is probably for Lee. You said at the beginning that the Governor's Mansion Annex is at the edge of our redevelopment district. What did you mean by that?
So I have to say I missed this in having in the staff report, and it was pointed out by Ms. Walt that it is just on the outside of the boundary of the district. That is not in itself a disqualifying factor, because what you have to consider is the benefit of the event to the redevelopment district. An example was another event that came before you, through you before, was an event on tribal property, which is not in the city district. Yes, it's Mountain Street is the boundary going to the west, and this is on the other side of Mountain Street.
I did read that. I wanted to get that on the record because it presents us with a bit of a dilemma.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that you might hold it somewhere else?
Well, and that's when I went to Lee today and asked. I said, you know, when I got the email, and I'm like, well, we need to take a look at that map, because I don't even know if I should even be presenting. I was wondering if my application would have disqualified ever, because it is, I noticed a couple weeks ago, it is on Mountain Street, and that's where it ends. So it's right on the sidewalk up. You know, to be honest, I don't know. That, again, I can't speak for the commissioners. If one of them were here, they might be able to speak towards that as well. I do know that it's in the north. In 2019, the events in the north. That's all.
Could I make a suggestion for everybody, which is, and it's just for everyone to contemplate, we have some time.
We do.
And if when's our next RAC meeting? As I understand it, it's quarterly now.
Yeah, next regularly scheduled meeting would be August.
Ooh, that far.
No, but you know what, John, or Supervisor.
Go ahead. Call me John.
Okay, sorry.
I will answer to that.
you know, and again, Lee and I talked about this as well. And the fact that, you know, even going quarterly, but I don't want to take away from other organizations. I've been there, you know, and I'm going to be there next week for a nonprofit, you know, doing the same thing as well. And I understand the value of what everybody in this community is doing for the community and for the citizens as well. And so if I get, you know, the permission to, you know, solicit for the sponsorships and the donors, or even, you know, have the commissioners do that as well, I have absolutely no problem saying, hey, take me off. I don't, because you know, the casinos are going to do it. So I have absolutely no problem doing that. I mean, please, I don't want this to be, you know, if you're having problems with it, it's fine. It's fine.
But what I was going to suggest is that we defer this, or not table it, but just say, come back in August if you still are looking for the funding. And then you probably would know better whether you're going to be in or out of the district, or if it's all at the annex or what, because you can't determine that yet.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they want to stay with the Nevada.
Right? Yeah, well.
Yeah, if we can. I mean, if it's available. That's why I have a couple dates to work with.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that would defer that problem, but that's a real problem for me.
Yeah.
The fact that it, even though, as you say, it isn't disqualifying, it's something that I looked at.
And it was for me as well. You know, when I looked at it, I'm like, do we, don't we, or, yeah, so.
I have a slightly different opinion. I mean, the amount is quite small. I struggle to see the causal relationship between this fund, this event, and the benefit of the redevelopment, and so. But even at a lower amount of money, if we're asking her to go raise money from elsewhere and then come back for less than $1,000, I can't believe that's worth the overhead or staff's time, or you and your colleagues coming out to this meeting. And so
the commissioners.
If you could justify that it's benefiting the redevelopment agency now, I think that's when we should do it. But if it's just the food and wine going to potentially someone who's located in one of our redevelopment areas, I don't think that's enough.
Mm-hmm. And Molly, I have one more comment too, is you did mention that you want to have this during the legislative session, mm-hmm. which to me opens a Pandora's box, because there's many other commissions and all kinds of other things out there that want to wine and dine, you know, potential people and legislators and the whole bit. And this opens a Pandora's box that everyone's going to think that this is benefiting Carson City, which it really isn't. So that was another thing that I had looked at, that, you know, $1,500, I agree with all of you, is not a lot of money, but I don't want this to be a march of all these people now coming in for something that you can go to a casino or a liquor distributor or whomever that really would like to have marijuana people, whatever.
Been there, I mean, for 2 years. No,
yeah, there's a lot of sponsors out there that I think that's just going to take a little bit of work.
Yeah. No, and like I said, and by no means was I ever implying that I wasn't going to be doing the work. I just have to get the permission, you know, public meeting, the whole thing, so then I'll be doing that. So,
can I ask one other question?
Yeah.
So how do you choose these women?
They're coming up with the commissioners. The working group is going to be coming up with a nomination rubric, and with that nomination rubric, then anybody would their idea, and please don't, you know, I can't put this in stone because it is, like I said, a lot of moving pieces right now, but the idea then is any individual would be able to nominate, and then by using this rubric, then I think they wanted to do a third party, to have a third party select as well. When I go and do speaking engagements to nonprofit organizations and stuff, you know, they're really excited about this event because they would like to be able to see the ones behind the scenes that are really working, you know, towards the same mission in which the commission is working, get recognized, you know. And so that's what they're excited for. And I believe the commissioners would like to see that as well. Yeah. Kind of like the worker bee. Yeah, so I honestly have not a problem. yeah.
It sounds like a wonderful event. I'm just not sure that it belongs in our budget here.
Oh, we have a lot of events planned too. So. any other questions?
Any other questions?
Now, on a side note, though, how many of you are business owners, and have you done the gender equality in the workplace survey? If not, please, I encourage you to do so. All right, thanks.
Thanks, Molly. Do I hear a motion to?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Scott's, Jason's up.
I move to deny funding for the Nevada Commission of Commission on Women event as an expense incidental to carrying out the redevelopment plan.
Second.
All in favor or
discussion?
Discussion.
Discussion.
I'm feeling you're going to have discussion on this.
Well, I just, you know. Thought my deferral idea might make some sense, but apparently that's what you want to do. I'm not against it. I'm just thinking that we could wait until August and see where she sits, but that's okay.
Just my concern with the amount of, if you're asking her to raise $1,500 or $1,000 or $500, then we're asking for even such a small amount that, and I'm still not convinced that is benefiting the redevelopment. It's not. I don't see the causal effect for this event.
I'll defer, but as a politician, I want to look as much as like I'm for the women as I can.
Oh, John, and I feel again too. It opens a Pandora's box because this is a legislative.
I think that's a really good. You're both making good points. I just was trying to leave the door open, but fine.
Hang on one sec.
Okay. Yeah. So. No, I was just going to say, and I had this discussion with Ms. Walt a bit, too. So this action is not prejudice against maybe if the event becomes something different in a different location to come back for an application. The funding's not going away. We still have special event funding. So I can continue to work with Molly on this. If things change and we bring back a different application to the – it's fully within their their ability to do that.
Thank you, Lee.
To resubmit in another format. Okay. Okay. You want me to start the motion over?
No,
or
you have
voting?
A first, a second, discussion, so you can call for the vote.
Okay. All in favor of denying the funds for the Nevada Commission on Women?
Aye.
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 Sorry, Molly.
Sorry. Call me. Okay, next agenda item, 4B, for possible action to make recommendation for the Redevelopment Authority regarding the expenditure of up to $5,000 from the fiscal year 2018, current budget year, Redevelopment Revolving Fund Special Event Equipment Account for the purchase of replacement string lighting for McFadden Plaza. Lee?
Okay, so the string light in your packet, you have the some information about this, about the lights that are proposed to be purchased, just a little bit of background on it. There are lights that are in your packet. You have a picture of the existing light as well as the proposed lights. The lights weren't actually part of the initial plaza construction. They were donated, I think it's by the Lopiclos and the and if not by the chamber. Okay.
We did some of the lights on the poles,
yes.
But it was actually, at that time, Firkin and Fox.
Firkin and Fox. Okay, thank you very much. That that donated these lights that go across the plaza. They're incandescent lights. They were used to start with. There are a lot of maintenance that the local property owners are also maintaining right now, and they're on city electricity. So in working with the Parks and Rec Department, they've identified replacements for those, LED lighting, decorative lighting of a similar fashion to go across there, with the estimate cost being about $4,500. So we're requesting a motion to authorize up to the $5,000 that's available in the account. I want to switch over to funding, because this is kind of a discussion we have, too, with special event funding like what we just had. We haven't spent all the special event funding. We haven't spent all the special event funding that's in this current budget year. There's over $10,000 available that's unused and not allocated to a special event that's in this current fiscal year budget. So I think technically this type of equipment was intended to be used in that infrastructure account, the kind of things you do to help facilitate events. So I think it's in that special event, that this top yellow highlighted account there. That was the original intent of that account. We kind of tentatively allocated $5,000 each year. If you remember, as we went through the allocation plan at the last meeting, we identified the portable sound system as something that we wanted to fund. And so between this current year's budget and next year's budget, we could fund those two things. Alternatively, a suggestion, again, kind of with the fungible nature of the funds in these accounts, to possibly make a recommendation to use the special event funding that's left over from this year, or at least $5,000 of the special event funding, to make this purchase. It's rationally related to special events, but we can just transfer, with your recommendation, and the board can transfer the money around in the funds anyway. So maybe it's just use the funds that are available now to make this purchase and the portable event sound system purchase, if that happens before the end of the fiscal year, and then still leave $5,000 for other things that may come up in the next year for this type of equipment. So that's just a consideration as well. You have the packet there. I'd be happy to answer questions.
Question. Unfortunately, I don't recall seeing this lighting. Is it necessary from a safety point of view, or is it just purely decorative and atmospheric kind of lighting?
It's mostly decorative. So, I don't have a picture in this slide, but there is a photo of the existing one. So, right behind the spreadsheet, so it's the thicker black strand of lights that are a little bit bigger. It's not necessary for safety. So it's not necessary for lighting. It provides light. But it's mostly decorative, I would say.
It is mostly decorative, but it also attracts people to come to McFadden Plaza. Many cities have these kinds of plaza kinds of things. Unfortunately, we don't have big plazas, so this becomes our plaza. So I think what your recommendation is to still fund both, because I find the sound system very important. We had a groundbreaking the other day, and you know, the sound systems we have right now just don't work. So it would be for a lot of different uses.
I have a quick question. Are we going to be stringing these lights in the same manner that they're already strung up?
Yes, I'm not sure exactly, but I think there was some consideration when they initially did that, and working with our Public Works Department to make sure those were appropriately hung where they should be and won't come off the buildings or whatever they're attached to. But so, yes, essentially in the same manner.
And so the businesses are in, they're okay with that being attached to their buildings, all of that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'd kind of like to add on to that question a little bit. Are we just replacing the current bulbs with new bulbs, or are we going from a picture that looks like one string of lights going across the street to something that's much more inviting of a plaza atmosphere like we're seeing in the second picture?
It's replacing in kind. So it's not just replacing the bulbs. I mean, it's not taking the bulbs and putting new, it's the whole system, but it is replacing it in kind with the same length that there is now, zigzagging back and forth.
Okay, thanks.
And the difference being these will be LED lights instead of the Costco lights, which the string of lights is not expensive. It's the light bulbs itself that are expensive.
Yeah, but use less energy in the long run and last longer. And
I'm well aware, converted everything, so.
So would the lights be used in other venues other than in McFadden Plaza? I mean, I know you would have an outdoor concert, some musicals, and since we are looking, this would cost to purchase the lighting, and it's going to be placed in the Parks and Rec Department, which I'm pretty sure they would store those lights. So would there be any other venues and opportunities and that we can use these lights other than McFadden Plaza if another group or organization or someone wanted to have something in the downtown area or wherever they may be?
No, it's actually it's a permanent installation in that location, so they're actually up year round. Yes.
And sort of to answer that question, I had wanted a couple of years ago for Silver and Snowflakes to put these kinds of lights on Telegraph and was not able to do so. So you have to have permission, and they already have permission for this.
Another quick question that I have is, what is the annual upkeep estimated to be on these?
So the city hasn't, usually I would get that because the city's pretty good at tracking their maintenance costs, but it hasn't been the city that's been doing it. It's been the property owner going out and replacing bulbs as they go out and any other maintenance. So I don't have that figure from the city in this case. And in fact, with this new purchase, the city has agreed to install them, the Parks and Rec, so that they're properly put up over the city property, and the property owner there still has agreed to help maintain them.
And you did say it's the city's electrical bill that's paying for it. So it's going to benefit the city. There's going to be an ROI on this just from going from incandescent to LEDs.
It is the city's electricity that they are on.
Sherry's question reminded me of something that's come from the past where we haven't had for this equipment, are we not required to have a management plan or something like that for this? Is it just because it's infrastructure?
Yeah, it's staying there, so it's not something that somebody has to manage going in and out and rent it out. Right.
Any more questions? We'll open up for public comment. Everybody's happy. Okay, do I hear a motion with regards to a $5,000 expense for replacing the lights at McFadden Plaza?
Mr. Chairman, I make the motion that we move ahead on replacing the lights of McFadden Plaza in the amount of $5,000.
May I add to that motion, please, and add that we retain $5,000 from the special event funds and also add to that the sound system.
Okay, we don't have a second yet. So I think what we're trying to say is authorize the funding of this in $5,000, but fund it from this current special event account so that we still have the $5,000 in the infrastructure account, right?
So as a point of discussion right now, can we reverse the original motion and then make a new motion?
So whoever made the motion will withdraw their motion?
And then we can incorporate the rest of what we need to in the new motion.
Then we need a new motion and incorporate, as long as it's allowed on the agenda. So I heard a sound system in there. So if that's going to be part of the...
But that's already been approved.
Oh, okay. So it's just...
Okay, so I've got a question, too. She was thinking we're taking the money out of the sound system this year, and it was my understanding from you a minute ago that we're still going to do the sound system because we already authorized the sound system. We voted on that. You were saying that with the $10,000 in leftover special event money that $5,000 would be allocated to this and there would be $5,000 left, correct, or am I mistaken?
Right. So look at the staff report. So look at the proposed motion. Except that my recommendation would be to, instead of saying from the special event equipment and infrastructure account, say just from the special event account. that takes care of what you're trying to say, is that we still have the money available to buy the portable sound system. So you would delete equipment and infrastructure and say FY 2018 special event account, but otherwise read the proposed motion on the front page of the staff report.
I move to recommend to the Redevelopment Authority approval of the expenditure of up to $5,000 from the year 2018 special event equipment and let me start over again. I move to recommend to the Redevelopment Authority approval of the expenditure of up to $5,000 from fiscal year 2018 special event account of the Redevelopment Revolving Fund for the replacement of overhead string lights on McFadden Plaza.
That was beautifully done. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
No opposed.
Okay, agenda item number 5, staff reports. Lee?
Okay, under staff reports, non-action items, I included a little bit of redevelopment budget information for you in case you had any questions. The Board of Supervisors / Redevelopment Authority have approved a tentative budget that includes first of all, they approved the allocation plan that's up there now. And in looking at it, I think they approved it exactly as was recommended by the Redevelopment Authority Citizens Committee for next year and the following 5 years. And I think with this action tonight, with the recommendations for the special events, we'll make commensurate adjustments to those numbers for that, if finance can still put those, they're going to be put in the budget either way for this year. We'll take for the special event accounts, special events that were approved tonight. We'll be taking those with resolutions to authorize the funding for that. So we'll adjust the budget for next year for those and reduce the special event funding for future years accordingly, taking that out. But otherwise, the allocation plan was approved as recommended. So we had a lot of discussion on that, probably nothing else to discuss there. And then that's been incorporated into the budget and five-year plan by finance. So do you have any questions on the budget information that's provided?
I have a question on the downtown entry signs.
Okay.
Can you tell me what that is? I haven't seen anything on.
Yeah, was that before? So what's been authorized is $5,000 for the design. So currently, South Carson Street from 5th Street all the way south is under design for construction in 2019. You probably all saw in the paper that the city was awarded a grant, a transportation grant, that really allows that last piece between Fairview and 5th to be completed. So that's actually going to be a project next year as well, because that grant was awarded. So this $30,000, you know, really last year was kind of some remaining funds to provide some signage as gateway, some relatively small gateway signage into the downtown. So what has been actually authorized by the Citizens Committee and the board at this point is only $5,000 for design. So as part of the design work for South Carson Street, they're going to come up with some designs for some downtown this way. They're going to come up with some alternatives that are then going to come back to RAC and the Board of Supervisors to review. Relatively small signs. So for that amount of money, the relatively small monument signs is what we're anticipating. The gateway signs to Carson City, those big monument signs, those are over $100,000 type size signs, just for comparison. So we'll have about $25,000 for some signage on South Carson Street entering downtown.
So this is specifically between Williams and 5th?
Between 5th and Fairview. Probably, yeah, I mean, I think that's something to be looked at still in the design where it goes, but probably somewhere between 5th and maybe in the Stewart Street intersection vicinity. Okay. One other thing that I want to mention as part of my report, again, I mentioned earlier, we've lost somebody to retirement, lost somebody else to another job down in Bentley Distillery. She's going to go help them make with rye and whatever, gin and whatever else they're making down there. So Laura, we've hired somebody, though, Laura Adair. So from this point forward, you'll get emails from Laura. So she just started today, so we're getting her up to speed. So that's who you'll see emails coming from in the future. But that's all I had to report.
Lee, I have one further question. On the blue line, has there been anything happening on that, or is it still as it was reported last time?
Yeah, the blue line is the money has not been used, but it's there because when the Arts and Culture Authority, formerly known as the Visitors Bureau, they're taking the lead on the project now, developing signage and an app and things, and so but the funds are still there to be used to help remove the line and to start to help to replace whatever it is it's going to be. I think that stalled a little bit with Joel's transition to a different role, but it's still in the works. Our public works is still involved in working with them to move that forward, but I don't know the timing on it at this point.
Any future agenda items? Any RAC member reports?
The only thing I have to say is you better talk about your barbecue.
Okay, my little barbecue. I do have something coming up that's going to be pretty fun on Memorial Weekend. It's going to be a first for Carson City. We are holding it's called the Rock and Rib Fest on the third floor of my parking garage. It'll start at noon on Friday of Memorial Weekend and go through 5 o'clock on Monday. So I have rib cookers coming in from all over the country, nationally ranked and national champions. And I included Carson Barbecue in the mix, too. So we have a local boy who also is a champion. And I've got 44 event vendors right now. We've got so all kinds of crafts and things like that. We've got music all day long with a featured band at 7:30 to 9 every night, and lots of ribs and libations. So it should be pretty fun. I'm expecting a pretty big turnout. I've been doing a ton of advertising on this, and I've got a lot of people booking from out of town at my Marriott as well, coming in for the event. So talk it up. You should see it all over in signs. I've got extra billboards in Reno going right into the spaghetti bowl and everything. So hopefully we're going to see a really, really fun, good weekend and drive people to Carson City and just turn it into a signature event for Carson City, right? I'm starting with four. So I've got Back 40, Austin, Texas Lightning, and Chicago Barbecue Company. So you'll have to hook me up with a Tennessee barbecue group.
I'd be more than happy to.
So. And I'm actually envisioning this if it you know, really takes off, and I've already talked to a lot of folks with the city and the mayor about turning it into something that's even closer to a rib cook-off like the Nugget in Sparks has, and moving it out onto Curry Street as well and really kind of going for it. But I just want to start baby steps. Let's start this year with four of them and fill the deck and see how it goes. So I have high hopes for it. Yeah, we've got a great logo. We're going to have merchandise up there too with a pig that's barbecuing. So.
Just one comment I have. I do want to thank my RAC committee colleagues. And, Lee, you were there. We were at the opening of the True Grit, the Western Nevada College, with the arts and culture. And, of course, you know, we approved some money with those guys. So it was good to see Ronnie and Jason and John and myself and, of course, Lee were there. I had a good time. I don't know about you guys. And plus, I got a chance to meet your wife, and she had some art in there as well, right? Yeah.
That's right, yep.
Yeah. John, is you having any art in there this time?
No, I'm no artist.
And the grits were good, too, Lee. You know, I told the guy who's making the grits, I said, you know what the acronym GRITS stand for? He said, no. Girls Raised in the South, G-R-I-T-S.
I missed it.
I wanted to ask a question. I was reviewing an old RAC meeting, and one of the things that came up was a art in the windows in the downtown. Did anything ever come of that?
No, so that actually morphed into some of this True Grit event of what's going on. But some of the murals that are up and around town. So you could talk to Mark Salinas, who's now with the city in the arts, as to how that transitioned. But it became going up on the outside of some of the unused buildings. Like there's one, the one I know of is off of Stewart Street, kind of behind my, I could see it from my office over there. It's on the old insurance office building on Stewart Street. But yeah, so it kind of changed into something else, but public display of art, but it's being used as part of this True Grit event part.
I'm sorry, was there still any appetite for the Art in the Windows program, or did that just all die altogether?
You know, you should talk to Mark. I talked to Mark a little bit about it, but, you know, about his troubles in getting the available spaces to do it and things. So, but if you're interested in there, I mean, you know, Mark would be happy to talk to you about what he's doing and what he tried and what worked and what didn't.
And I can also add to that, there really are no empty spaces. So it's hard to put up something when there was no empty spaces. So. And he does have some money left over. He tried to do something at the community center, but that didn't work out. So he's trying to figure out other ways to use this money.
I did think of one more thing, too. She's talking about the RIB event. Coming this October, we will have another 7,000 square feet of ballroom and convention space within the city, too. So I'll be able to hold a lot of things happening down there. It's going to be a beautiful room, and I think it's something that I've talked about it forever, that the city needed some more meeting space like that. So that'll be coming online this fall.
How are you getting that?
Oh my! I'm building it right now. It's under construction.
That's what I thought, but I just wanted to get.
The building is kind of a U shape right now, and I'm filling in the back between Curry and the. So convention space is coming.
Is that going to be dividable space to smaller?
Yes.
Sorry, just keeping you on track.
By four. Okay. Public comment? Okay. Motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Moved to adjourn.
You have
to make a motion. You can't.
Oh,
I can't?
No, I can't. Oh, I moved to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting adjourned.